First of all, thank you everybody for coming out. Downtown Partnership does a lot of fun events like this. Follow us on Facebook, go to our website. I'm legally required to mention that out there. But listening to all the stories kind of started reminding me of an experience I had freshman year of college. So my friends and I were 19. I've always been a little bit older than everybody, so I was probably 20. So we're in that great age range where we were tired of doing the young, kiddie, teenage things, but we weren't allowed to go to a bar yet, and nobody had a fake ID. So we ended up, somebody suggested we go out to Jericho Bridge in Kingsville, which you guys don't know about. Some of you know about it. It's an old 1800s style, like, covered bridge, you know, crazy urban legends that they used to hang, like, escaped slaves there, that all these mysterious things always happen, and it's just one of the local places where kids go to try and see something. So we all pile into the car, a little two-door Honda Civic. I think there were six of us piled into this car, and we drive out. My friend Brian drives us out there, and they had all been there. I had never been there. I was excited to go. I was wearing my Ghostbuster shoelaces. I was all for it. I was going to see something tonight. And they're showing me all the stuff that they've seen or they've heard about. You can see the shadow of a man fishing down there. If you stare straight down the bridge, you see a light run at you and then disappear. Nothing's happening. I'm not even getting, like, a creepy vibe in this place. So we stay there for a little bit. You know, we try different things. I walk out into the middle of the bridge and close my eyes and hold my arms out, hoping somebody will shove me or something. All my friends are like, don't do it, don't do it. Oh, my God. Nothing happens. And then we notice that, you know, it's a covered bridge. It's a two-lane, it's actually a one-lane road. And we notice that way off in the distance, there's a car coming towards us on the other side of the bridge. So we all move off to the side to let the car go by, talking about maybe it's time to wrap it up. And we all notice that my best friend, and more importantly, our driver, Brian, has not moved. He is standing dead center, middle of the bridge, like right here, and is just standing there as this car comes towards him. And so we're all like, Brian, buddy, time to move. Get out of the road. We have to physically pull him out of the way before the car hits him. And then we have to wake him up, for lack of a better term. We're like tapping him on the face, like, Brian, shaking him. And he comes to. He's like, what? Huh? I totally thought he was napping. And I was like, okay, that was a little bit weird. Now we should go home. So we all pile back in. We all walk back to the car. As we're all piling in, trying to get comfortable with four of us in the three-person back seat, Brian throws up on the side of the road. Again, let me remind you, none of us were drunk. None of us were on any kind of hallucinogens or drugs or anything. We were all perfectly normal that night. Brian starts driving us off, dropping us off one at a time. I think we dropped one person off, and there are four of us left in the car. And on the way to our next friend's house, he pulls into the parking lot of the local elementary school. And we're like, what are we doing here? Why are we here? And he just starts rocking back and forth in the driver's seat, clutching his stomach, going, he's hurting me. He's hurting me. And we're like, what do you mean he's hurting you? Who's hurting you? So we're all a little bit freaked out. My one friend, who I never knew to be religious, started saying a prayer. And every time that he said the words Jesus Christ, Brian's eyes roll into the back of his head and he would go stop and reach for him. And then Brian passed out. We all climb out the passenger side door. We do everything we can to wake him up. We drag him out of the car and lay him on the ground. We get so worried after a while that we call an ambulance. And the ambulance comes. By the time the ambulance arrives, Brian has woken up. He's still a little groggy-ish. They take him into the ambulance. They check him out. They say he's perfectly fine. He hops out of the ambulance, full of energy and life. And to this day, cannot explain why he did any of those things. He doesn't remember the experience, but anytime it gets to be about Halloween or I need to freak myself out, I think about that story. And I haven't been back to Jericho Bridge since.